So the job of a leader is to be able to scale results, right? I mean, any good leader or any leader that's interested in growing and developing and increasing their impact or making more money or whatever it might be, what they're focused on or what they're concerned on about, one of the things is scaling. How do I have a bigger impact and scale this organization or this team or this product or service or whatever it might be? And there are two words that keep coming up. I find myself using them with coaching clients a lot lately, and I want to share those two words and talk about how they're coming up and how you might find value thinking about them, and we'll do that in this episode. Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast. Welcome into episode 147, 3 years and counting now that we've been doing this podcast. My name is Russ Hill. I make my living coaching executives, impacting results. There are two areas really that we focus most on when working with our clients, and it's not just me and the company. By the way, the name of the company is Lone Rock Consulting, and we're adding, I've got a partner in the firm now, and we're adding to it. It's super cool to grow this, and I won't get into too many of the weeds with you, but the two areas we're really focusing with clients on that we coach are growth and movement, right? So we were on the phone the other day with a Fortune 100 company, and they were asking for some information, like, okay, help us understand how you kind of work with these coaching clients. What do you focus on? Because there are a lot of executive coaches and life coaches and wellness coaches, you name it. There's like a gazillion coaches out there, and so they were asking, well, what do you guys do? Like, what's your focus? And we said, well, it's growth and it's movement, and the growth is all about getting clarity and really detailing out what do you value most, what causes you to be fulfilled, and then what's the path? In fact, I was talking to the head of national sales for in a pharmaceutical company this morning in a coaching call, and I've worked with her for like 5 years, and in this call I carved out some time to talk to her about the future. So I asked her, I said, hey, I haven't asked you this before, and I can't believe it, we've been working together for all these years, but what's your path forward? Like, where are you trying to go? And it was an awesome conversation as we dug into that, and that with the coaching clients that I'm working with, that's really where we start. Like, how are you progressing? Where do you want to go? What excites or interests you? And what obstacles exist that are holding you back from making progress? You hear me lately in recent weeks of this podcast talking about being stuck, and stuck is, well, there's some obstacle, someone or something that's blocking my path or making it harder for me to achieve whatever it is I'm trying to achieve. And so that's what I mean under growth, and that's an area of focus for us with our coaching clients, and making and stating observations to them about things we're seeing from the outside that that maybe are their blind spots or that would help them be able to grow and develop at a faster clip, right? To accelerate that growth. Then the second area is movement. And that's all about how do you influence others so that you get movement in them in a way that helps you scale the organization. So anyway, I won't go too much more into depth on that, but just throwing that out for you as we start this podcast episode. Areas that I think are really critical for leaders to focus on: growth, kind of personal and professional growth, and then movement. How am I getting movement on my team? That's really what I do for a living. Okay, so two words that I found myself using quite a bit lately with executive coaching clients that I work with. And one of the things that I'm doing now after I left the firm and building my own clients and working with leaders of all kinds of different industries, one of the things that I've started is what I call a one pager. And so I'll do a call with an executive in whatever industry. And after I get off the phone, we'll spend an hour or so together. And then, and you know, there's lots of questions and lots of discussion. I'm offering ideas. They're bringing up big rocks that they're trying to move and obstacles that are in their way. And so I'm asking tons of questions. And my job is to really get them to think in ways that maybe they're not thinking right now, to just hit them with lots of ideas or to hit them with a lot of questions to, well, why are you doing that? And what about this? And have you considered that? And just lots and lots of questions and to get them thinking. Okay. And not stuck in a rut of, well, I'm not sure what to do with this person or that product or with this part of the business or whatever it might be. So then after the call, within a few days, what I do is I put some thoughts together and I put them on what I call a one pager. And it's actually a third party product that is called One Pager that Russell Brunson has invested in and some other folks have started. And I just think looks way cool. It's like a very cool digital tool. And so I go in there and I update it. And so for each one of my coaching clients, they've got this URL that they can go to, and it's got their 10-year goals. Like, this is kind of what I want to be doing in 10 years. This is the direction I'm generally headed in. It's got 2-year kind of milestones. This is what I'm hoping I'll be achieving in 2 years from now. And then it's got 2021 or this year's goals or results that they want to deliver. And then so on that URL, that website or that webpage, they've got that right in front of them. And it's guiding me to help them achieve those things. And it's guiding them to not forget them and to keep them front and center. And then after each coaching call, the parts of the one page that I update are appreciative feedback. So after every call, I list out 2 or 3 things that I'm seeing from them that I want to recognize. Like, these are areas where you've got strengths as a leader. Like, you may not even know this, but this is really obvious to me that you're adding value to the organization, or you're growing or developing, or I'm seeing this change, and I want to give you feedback on. I want to recognize these 2 or 3 things. Appreciative feedback. And so I update that, and I type some narrative around that. And then there's a section that I update around the recommendations, 2 or 3 or 4 things that I want this executive to be thinking about over the next 30, 60, 90 days to work on. And they're just ideas. You know, they could throw away a couple of them and go, yeah, nah, that doesn't matter to me. Or they could do all of them. And my job is to give them things to think about from the outside of the organization looking in. And so I type that up and I give them 2 or 3 with some, you know, paragraphs underneath it, some narrative around it, around, hey, based on our recent conversations, these are things I think you ought to be focusing on and doing or thinking about or deciding on, whatever it might be, in the next 30 to 60 to 90 days. Okay. So if you visualize that, that leads me to the point I wanted to make in this episode. And that is, when I'm typing out those one pagers for executive coaching clients, I found myself in the recommendation section. I found myself over and over and over again, not for everybody that I'm coaching, but with numerous leaders. Keep in mind, some of these are at the same company and some of them are at different companies, right? In different industries, in different locations, all kinds of variety and diversity to these clients. And I find myself, one piece of advice or coaching I find myself giving them is similar. And it's these 2 words that I want you to think about. Because every leader, if they're paying me to coach them, so they're spending time on the phone or Zoom or whatever with me, and so they're spending time and they're spending money out of their budget on that, and they're, some of them, flying me out to their location or putting me in their leadership team meeting or whatever it might be, if they're doing that, then they are clearly interested in scaling. There's nobody who's spending money and time on an executive coach or a mentor or consultant or anything like that that's not interested in growth, right? Like, they're clearly investing in learning and growing and and thinking of new ideas and scaling the business. People who don't spend money on that or are not interested in it or don't really give any thought to that, they're clearly not driven, or they don't, whatever. You're not going to have my point is you're not going to have somebody paying money and giving time to that that's not interested in scaling and growing, right? Okay. So that's a consistent theme of all of them. Well, so when I'm finding myself giving them direction or coaching or ideas, I find myself using these two words. They are decide and delegate. Decide and delegate. And let me explain why I think those are so critical for lots of leaders, like every leader that's interested in scaling their impact, scaling their business, growing their ability to influence others and lead other people, or growing their business unit, whatever it might be. Let's start with decide. So, and I've said this before, my first book was titled Decide to Lead, right? And there's several chapters in there about making decisions. And I write in the book about how a leader is paid to make decisions. And I've talked about this in recent podcast episodes and in some of the essays that I've been writing online on Twitter. And that is, in fact, I think I wrote about this on LinkedIn a week or two ago as well. And that is, if you think about kind of prehistoric times, and I'm making this up, but it sounds right to me, the role of leader was developed because in a group of people, we needed somebody to make decisions, right? And so one of the things that I observe is organizations tend not to scale, and leaders tend to hold back the growth rate or the growth of an organization when they aren't making decisions quick enough or well-informed enough. And you've heard me before talk about there are really two areas that I evaluate a leader on when it comes to decisions. One is speed. The other is quality. So if you lean too much into either one of those, you're not being the most effective leader possible. If you take too long to make a decision, or you make it too fast and you're not consulting with anyone or you're not asking for anyone's perspective, both of those are a problem. So you want to make well-informed decisions. That's the quality of your decision. And the quality of your decisions based in part by the people you've chosen to surround yourself with, the data that you're making yourself that you're making available to yourself or you're finding, and then you want to make that decision quick. Okay, so speed and quality of decision. But ultimately, your job as a leader is to make decisions. You're slowing the organization down at any level as a leader when you're not making decisions fast enough or well-informed enough. Okay? That's impacting your ability to scale. I can think of numerous examples, stories I could tell you right now of leaders who they take so stinking long to make a decision that it's impacting the ability of the organization to scale. On the other end of the spectrum, I could give you names right now, and I could give you company names as well. I'm thinking of stories, leaders, faces in my mind of leaders who they're hurting their organization's ability to scale because they make decisions so fast without talking to anybody. Nobody's aligned to what they're deciding. And so there's a sweet spot in there, but your job is to make decisions as a leader. The faster you make them, the more informed you make them, the more we're going to scale the organization. Decide and move on. Decide and move on. Decide and move the organization forward. That's your job as a leader. It's the job of the leaders that report into you. You need them making decisions. Okay? So, in fact, when you go to Fortune 50 companies or even Fortune 100 companies and you get to the C-suite and you get in those boardrooms and you're talking to those leaders about what do they wish was happening at the mid-level, at the VP level or the director level in their organizations, without exception, those leaders at the C-suite of these very large corporations are saying, we wish the mid-level managers were making decisions with less involvement from the senior team. Like they're elevating far too many things. We need them to make more decisions. So when they've hired back when I was at the firm, when we'd go in and work with an organization, one of these large clients and transforming their culture, almost always didn't matter the industry, didn't matter the location. One of the things these CEOs or C-suite executives wanted us to do was go work with those hundreds or thousands of mid-level managers and get them to make decisions faster and with more confidence and to be less hesitant due to fear. So that impacts an ability, an organization and a leader's ability to scale. Let me get to the second word, which is delegate. So your ability to scale your organization is largely dependent also on your ability to delegate tasks and responsibilities and decisions to other people. Without exception, the organizations that are interested in scaling, one of the things that's always holding them back, when I get on the phone or I'm asking questions of some executive, some leader, it's all about, well, we don't have, there's too much on my plate. There's too much on the plate of this person. We need to hire more people in that area or whatever it might be. They need to spread out or to diversify, to broaden who's working on what. Does this make sense? You tracking with me? And so a leader's ability to delegate tasks, like if you're holding a lot of those close to you, and you're finding yourself doing a lot of those critical tasks every day, in most situations, you are slowing down the business unit or the company or the team's ability to scale. So your job as a leader is you got to delegate. You got to get as much of this to competent people as possible. And I find myself talking about this all the time, you all. In fact, I was on the phone not even an hour ago with someone who has who's really struggling with this. Like they've got some people in their organization in key positions, and they can't delegate to them certain things, and because they either don't have the skill set or they don't have the commitment to the company right now or whatever it might be, and it's massively like was driving this person crazy. And so they called me just out of the blue today saying, hey, you got to help me with this because I'm dying. And it's really negatively impacting our growth rate right now. And I hear that over and over again. So one of your key things you've got to be tracking or watching is how much am I delegating? How much am I moving off my plate? Is that percentage of things that I'm giving to other people going up? Is it holding steady? Is it going down? If it's not increasing, then you're not scaling. I mean, there's no other way to look at it, right? Like, what's the other option? If you as a leader are not delegating more and more, then how in the world are you scaling? And so your ability as a leader to do that and to hire the right people, to develop them in a way to where you can trust them with it, And then to actually go through the process of delegating to them, and then how much involvement do you have to where you're not micromanaging them and you're growing their ability and increasing their confidence and their capacity. When you get good at that as a leader, oh my gosh, do you unlock the ability to scale? And so my question to you is, let's go back to these two words, decide. How are you doing in that area? When it comes to speed and quality of decisions, what adjustments do you need to make? Are you going too fast and getting nobody aligned with you? Or are you going too slow and keep talking about the same crap forever, right? But your job is to just make decisions. So how are you doing in that area? I'd have you evaluate that. Think about that. And then in this other area of delegate, I'd have you think about, well, who are you growing? How are you developing them? And what task are you delegating? What are you going to delegate in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, the next quarter, to where it's going to unload some of the things that are holding you back right now from being able to grow the company or the team in the way that you want to? That is an absolute must have focus for leaders in order to scale. So two things that are on my mind: decide, decisions, and delegate. And you could put under delegate in parentheses, develop, because you can only delegate to people as you develop their abilities. And it, because then what happens is if you're not developing talent, you hire. Tell me if you've ever experienced this before. Just one last final thought. You hire somebody, you delegate some tasks to them, and then 6, 9, 12, 18 months later, you're going, crud, I think they're the wrong fit now. And why do you think that? If you were to go back and analyze that so many times, the reason that they're suddenly the wrong fit 18 months later or 3 or 6 months later is because they were good at what you initially delegated to them, but now you need to be able to delegate more to them and you don't have faith in their ability to take on those additional tasks. Isn't that interesting? And so a lot of times the problem with that is we haven't been developing them. We delegated these initial tasks to that person. And then 6 months later, we decided to delegate more. And we went, oh, crud, they can't take this on. Right. Because you haven't developed them, or you hired somebody for today's need, not for the needs of the organization 18, 36 months from now. Okay. So just some things for you to think about that I found myself typing on those one pagers to more than one coaching client recently. So hopefully that gives you some things to think about coming out of this podcast episode on ways that you can become a stronger leader, better equipped to be able to scale the organization that you work with. By the way, if any of this causes you to have certain questions or to want to dig in deeper, you can always direct message me on LinkedIn. The link to be able to connect with me on LinkedIn is in the show notes. Just go over there, shoot a question over to me. And if I can help you in any way, jump on the phone for 15 minutes, a half hour, whatever it might be, and help you tackle a specific issue you're having that this podcast episode is making you think about, I'm more than happy to do that, you all. What if you've listened to these episodes long enough, you know that I get tons of fulfillment. And the payment for my what really causes me to feel good about what I do is helping leaders like that. That's what I'm in it for. Right. So don't hesitate to direct message me on LinkedIn if there's any help I can bring to you. OK, with that, hope you're all doing well. Hope you're healthy. If you haven't subscribed or followed the podcast, tap on that button. You'll get 2 new episodes every week. And do me a favor too. Tell somebody who would benefit. Who would benefit from listening to this episode that you know, family, friends, colleagues, employees, whatever, that could benefit from listening to what we've been talking about in this episode? Shoot them a link to the podcast episode. Mention it next time you go to breakfast or lunch with them or you see them at a social gathering. That would mean the world to me. And hopefully it would bring value to them as well. Hope you're healthy. Hope you're doing well. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much for listening. Are you getting my emails as well? Every week, I'm writing an article designed to strengthen your ability to lead others. Are you seeing these? If you're not, join the more than 5,000 people who are reading them. They've subscribed for free. Just go to russhill.me. Start getting those weekly leadership articles at russhill.me. At that site, by the way, you can also learn more about my online courses and coaching sprints if you've got interest in that as well. russhill.me.